Oh boy, oh boy.
Yep.
Steady sighing over
oh,
here.
Yeah.
Old steady sigh Stoddard.
Oh yeah, that's what they don't call me.
I used to call you Betty by Stoddard.
Why?
Because you'd always put me to sleep.
Oh. Was my dick a pacifier and you would
Yeah, that was what it was.
Yeah, isn't that what they call a pacifier, a Betty?
A Betty?
Yeah, dude.
I've never heard of that.
I think my mom said that.
Called it a Betty?
Yeah, but you know her. Ooh.
Maybe that's why you eat pussy so much.
Yep. Mama raised me that way.
Well, it's called like a girl's name. Like if she would have called your binky like a John.
She would have called it a binky. I know that.
Well, I know, but
also,
if she called it like a John or like...
This is a weird tangent, but like if you like go back and find... This is the dumbest thing. But for some reason, when I was a little kid, when I had a pacifier in my mouth, I would always flip it upside down. I wouldn't wear it the normal way.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, it's like jerking off stale fish.
Yeah. But like, you know, I wanted to suck off a pacifier stale fish. Yeah.
I wonder what that is. Did you flip your thumb upside down when you sucked it?
No, I think it's called autism.
I bet you it was because your mom had upside down boobies.
You think so?
Maybe.
I haven't seen them in a while.
I don't know
how they've aged.
I don't know. It'd be funny, though, if that's why your binky didn't feel right one way, is because her nipples were different.
Yeah. I also had a really bad haircut.
That might have had something to do with it.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. Hey, this is already better than the first
one.
Hey,
welcome back to House Sadness, the podcast.
Loosey.
Feeling loose and goose.
Goosey. Still hot.
And sprucey, yeah. No. Well, this is episode number dose of Coming Back, which is actually episode number 17, 16 or 17. It doesn't fucking matter. We're not counting these.
I don't know, 100,000? Where's that one?
It's somewhere in here.
Yeah. We need to hire an intern just for the sound effects.
I would enjoy that. Get to hang out with us long enough, get drunk.
And then know our comedic timing and what we If we could clone, if we could fuck and then like have a baby and then program the baby to like do the sound effects for us, perfect.
Yeah, there we go. It wouldn't already have killed itself like as soon as it
was in one
of our butts.
We'd like have someone else raise it, obviously.
Oh, okay. Until it can speak?
Yeah.
Or until it can work its hands.
Until it's, you know, give us the age where we can, I don't know, fuck, this is a, why do you gotta do that? Why do you gotta take a stupid fucking bit and make it serious, man?
I'm trying to drag it out, I'm trying to squeeze all the juice out of it that we can so
that's
that maybe some gold comes out, you know? You don't just pour some dirt in the pan and sift it for a bit and then throw it away. You see it. The nuggets of gold, you know, the specks.
Yeah, I'd be the worst at improv. Like, hey, shut up. They already laughed at my punchline. Shut the fuck up. Asshole, we're moving on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry. And I peaked again already.
You're all right. You just yell too much, apparently.
Well, three is when they can start forming memories, right? Yeah, so like... Give us when they're like 9 and they can like form sentences. What's like the impressionable age?
Well, I don't know. 100,000 pounds?
Yes.
That worked out all right.
Yeah, that was good.
I found it. Yeah. The impressionable age?
Yeah.
2.5?
No. They can't remember shit until they're 3.
Oh, is that what you just said?
Yeah. So, like, it's got to be like...
Well, that's why it's impressionable. You impress it on them before they can remember, and then they're like, why am I like this?
I'm going to fucking...
And they'll never remember, because you're like, well...
No, not unconsciously. I'm talking, like, they're fully aware.
3.
3? Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
My niece is 3, and she's pretty smart, and, like, can fuck with people already.
She just doesn't remember she's smart.
Yeah. No, I think she does. She knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah, she's 3.
Yeah, she's my enemy.
She's your enemy?
Yeah, dude. The last time I was home, I had the sniffles because I'm allergic to cats now, and I wasn't allergic to cats.
What?
Yeah, I wasn't allergic to cats, and then I developed an allergy. I don't know what happened.
You go home with a lot of girls that had cats?
No, like legit, like dude, my mom had a cat. We had a cat growing up, and like that cat like only sleeps in my room. And then college had a cat, and then I lived with Stu. He had a bunch of cats. And then, like,
you were fine that whole time?
Yeah, and then moved to Chicago, and then, like, I just, like, got a cat allergy. And, like, I can't... So, like, when I go home, my mom's cat still only likes me and, like, hangs out in my room. And so, like, I was having the sniffles, and my niece was... She would, like, walk up next to me and, like, stand next to me, and I was sneezing, and she'd just be like, achoo, and like look at me, like, I'm making fun of you.
Doing you dirty. Yeah.
And she was also like making fun of the way my grandma walks. I was like, this fuck. Dude, she's like, I want to like mold her into the best comedian of all time.
That's because she's already impressionable right now.
Yeah, she's already like Don Rickles. And I want to just be like, hey, the only thing that matters in life is being funny.
Make fun of people.
Yeah. Also, do that
don't
again.
I'm get into comedy.
Destroy you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, she's great,
making
man.
Fun of you is one thing, but making fun of your wonky legged grandma.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I assume she has wonky legs.
No, she's fine. She has a walker. My grandma's fine. She carries a Bible around with her everywhere. Because she's... Okay, let's get off my family.
It's really fucked up.
Yeah. That's good.
I'm getting a little better at this.
Yeah. All right. This is better.
Old people,
though. It feels better to stand than sit.
I know. It actually does. I
sitting
enjoy
the
it.
First episode is a mistake.
It gave me a little swamp ass.
Yeah.
Oh. Dagobah.
Oh. You know, they shot the new Swamp Thing in my ass.
Is that what they were doing?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, guys, come on. I don't want to sit down anymore.
I was like, man, I get out of the way of the television.
Yeah.
Cut.
The set's moving. God damn it.
He's shitting again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Reset. That's... God, I'm just getting dumber.
Yeah, hey, I feel you. I'm getting dumber.
I'll suck as many dicks as I've got.
Well, that's
we were planning out our banter before this episode. Let's talk about our neighbor, and then we just
none of it. I was just about to, and you talked about your asshole instead.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. All right,
we can save the. Oh
yeah, we'll talk about our next.
We'll
talk about our next podcast.
Yeah, let's do that. Stay tuned for the neighbor who hates me.
Neighbor who hates
can do.
Oh, there you go. All right, well, let's start this off with our new batch of a wouldn't fuck me. Also, if anybody out there knows how to do anything musically. I don't.
Oh, yeah, we need an intro.
I don't at all, and we would love drops for all of our little things, and no one will probably respond. So I'll end up doing them myself, and they'll sound awful, and that might be funnier. So I don't know. Hit me up.
I'm sorry, because you're black.
No, Casey, not because I'm black.
I'm not reading these. I'm just pushing.
You're just pushing buttons.
Where are the Billy Madison.
I see no finger paints you bring home and they suck!
There we go.
That Veronica Vaughn
is
one piece of ace.
Where were you on that one, dipshit?
Donkey Kong sucks!
You know something? You suck.
All right. Fuck, okay.
Hands off the soundboard for a minute
They're
or two.
It's still fun.
I agree.
All right.
I disagree.
Fuck you.
I didn't hit the soundboard. I just did.
I was just getting mad for no reason.
All right, you got to start it off.
I did last one. You dog.
I end it, though. I end it every time.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh. All right. that was rude. Sorry about that. This wouldn't fuck me has she's led to some heated debates in this household.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who you're going to say. So, Rosario Dawson.
Yep, my girl. Yep.
It was never a heated debate.
Yeah. Oh, Cuba.
I said she was pretty. I just said she wasn't my cup of tea.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Wow.
I'm going to tell Eric.
Oh, you guys on a first name basis?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Listen, I know someone who's friend.
All right. Fucked. I got it. I get it. Okay.
That was dumb. I don't know why I said that.
I liked it.
But it's true. Anyways. So, you know, Kuban's nemesis.
Oh.
Rosario Dawson wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I made her so wet they had to call her pussy Rosario Dawson's Creek.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wowzer.
I didn't feel great saying that.
I like it.
Yeah.
Why didn't you feel great saying it?
I don't know. Just a wet pussy. It's not something I usually say into a microphone. It's just usually I say something in the mirror. Like,
well, you've never said wet and pussy? No, I guess maybe you haven't.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I was trying to think of the one I had.
Yeah?
I don't think I have on stage. Yeah.
Not on stage. Sometimes when I'm fucking, I'll just grab a microphone.
And you'll be like, I love you, wet pussy, singing to myself. Yeah. And then you'll come.
Just be like, give it up for the wait staff. And then, yep. Yeah. And it's
my
just...
neck and my back.
You're like, hey, where do you want me to come? And she's like,
my neck and my back. Yeah. Stay black.
And then when I leave, I say,
and then she,
stay black.
That's what you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Okay. All right. Okay. We need to. The sound effects board is going to fuck us up.
Man. Anyone who's listened to these, thank you.
Oh, yeah. This is fun for us, though.
I'm having a blast.
All right. So, my wouldn't fuck me is. A girl from the internet. I don't know her name.
I've heard of that.
And it's a screenshot.
Ooh, what is that?
But she's wearing this. She's wearing this black
fetish shit. I like to bind. I like to be bound.
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
you fat bitch.
Take a break. Would you take a break?
I thought it was broken. I had to check to make sure it was still working. Don't lock it.
I'm not locking anything, you dingus.
That's what happened. It like disappeared for a sec.
Concerned. I just switched it. I gotta figure this thing out. Still, there's still some kinks to work out. Like keeping these fingers from the button.
They're filming Swamp Thing 2 in my crotch right now.
Oh, number 2. They moved to
right
the front.
Right in my gooch.
You would have thought they started. Dude, they started at the beginning in your ass and are now finishing at the end.
That's, you know,
journey
you get
to
tax
the
breaks if you're feeling my ass. That's why you like. That's why they got to start there. It's like, you know, in Michigan, then Schneider.
That's why you had to move to LA, right? It's because Schneider wouldn't give you tax breaks.
Yeah, I was
your
like,
ass.
Dude, where are they going to film the next Pretty Woman? I couldn't think of a movie. I thought I was like, it's going to pop in my head, and it didn't.
In your ass?
Yeah.
Okay.
In my head's ass. Is it my turn? Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't get through mine, but that's fine. I didn't have anything written for it.
No,
really.
Let's hear it, man.
I don't know. Black hair, black shirt, black undies. She's got a yin-yang, a dripping yin-yang.
Let me look at her.
And then with crosses on it.
Yeah, she's cute.
And then undies with a skull on it.
Uh-huh.
And she wouldn't fuck me.
Yep.
Not even if...
You did the monster mash?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah?
How did you know that?
Were you going to say something?
I was going to say if I did the monster mash.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
Yes,
I
was.
No, you weren't.
I legit was.
Fuck off.
Look, I have it written down right here.
No, you did. It's a picture of her.
It's right here, though.
Oh, that's a middle finger. Oh, let me look closer.
I have it written down right here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Now we're just doing visuals for the podcast.
I'm a visual comic.
Hey, guys. This is a sign language podcast. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Our first lesson is...
Oh,
move on.
Okay. All right. Who's your wooden fuck?
That was fucking stupid. We're cutting all that.
I'm not cutting shit.
Fucking cut my life in two pieces.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I cut it out. You know?
You think that Papa
the baby,
Roach,
her baby.
Never mind.
What?
I was going to try to make a dumb joke about Papa Roach cut my life in two pieces about swimsuits.
Oh. So if you were somebody that was like too embarrassed to wear two pieces before,
but
and then your motto could be cut my life in two pieces,
yeah.
And this it's just she just scrapbooks in
sandal.
Two pieces because that's the only time she feels comfortable in them.
I was saying it was the last sandals resort, so she was gonna wear a two piece bikini.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either, man.
Mine made more sense.
Like, you know when they say, like, bathing suits, two-piece?
I get that. Yeah. I'm on that page with you, but then you talked about sandals.
Yeah, sandals resort.
I know it's a resort, but you said the last sandals resort.
Well, that's because he goes, cut my life into pieces, this is my last resort, so I was...
Oh.
Yeah.
You're talking about...
I was trying to...
So she cut her one piece into a two-piece for the last, for her last
sandals
resort trip.
Yeah. I'm glad we sorted this out for everyone. Because, God damn it, if you guys can't understand, like, I didn't want that Papa Roach bit to go unappreciated, because it was that good.
It was that good, I got to do something about these peaks,
fuck.
Too.
And, you know, we got to do something about this whole goddamn show. Because it is fire. Hey, Earwolf, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're still a free agent, surprisingly.
Howl in my ear.
The wolf did. Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. So this next one, fuck me, is Anna from the OC.
Which one was she?
Anna, she's the one who goes to Pittsburgh. She's Seth's.
Oh, she was the first like kind of nerdy girl.
Yeah. Short hair, moves to Pittsburgh, you know.
What else was she in? All right, keep going, actually.
She was in a couple horror movies. But anyways, Anna from the OC wouldn't fuck me, not even with Captain Oates' dick.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys could tell by the end of the last episode we've been watching a lot of OC. I've been watching a ton of OC.
Oh, I'm never not watching it. So,
and
I dream the OC.
He dreams it.
Seriously, like every person I talk to out here, I always bring up the OC, and they're like, "Yeah, I didn't watch that." I was like, well, "Fuck you!" Seriously, why? You think you're better than me?
I really like picturing that you going on a date with somebody, and you're like, "You ever watch the OC though?" Like, no, I never saw that. No. Fuck you!
Wow, check. Okay. Please, and you're paying.
You just spit right into her drink.
Just spit in her face. She didn't watch the OC. They're like, wow, burn her.
The waitress is like, Jesus Christ, take it easy. And you're like, well, she never watched the OC. Oh, wow.
And then just slits her.
She just spits right in her face, too.
Yeah.
It just becomes a whole...
Oh, what? Oh, dude, remember that fucking show we watched? The Gypsy Show?
What the
fuck was that?
Oh, that's from Friday.
Oh,
The it's called Shut Eye. Yeah.
When they had to like,
is it called Shut Eye?
Something like that. Yeah. When she walks down the aisle and they all spit on her.
Oh yeah,
that was fucking gross.
It's like some Game
man.
Of Thrones shit too.
Ugh.
I was thinking fucking, of the It's Always Sunny where they just spit on Cricket like the whole.
Oh yeah,
whole episode.
Or they throw salt on Gale the Snail. Yeah, God, spitting's fucking. I hate when people... I spit all the time.
It's okay!
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. So the last wouldn't fuck me,
yep.
So that we can scoot through.
My wife.
Her name is Danielle Harris, and she is an actress. And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I owned a boat. You guys. Not even if...
Watch your mouth, sweetheart.
I owned a boat. You what? Never heard that before?
No.
It's from Haggard.
Oh. Double up the fuck play, you pussy! Yeah!
It's bonkers.
Is that what you're... That's what you and Tony always say.
Yeah, it's...
I feel left out.
Yeah,
because I'm gay.
We'll watch it sometime. It's,
Double the fuck.
It's...
Alright! Alright, awesome! Awesome!
Yeah, we need to take it easy on these.
You know how I feel about Eddie Murphy.
But Daniel Harris, man, she is so cute. I had a crush on her since Boy Meets World. She was what's his name? The
Eric.
Punk. No, the punk dude's
Sean.
Little sister.
Sean.
The bad no
Sean.
The bully. Will you stop it?
Oh,
what was the bully's name?
Oh, dude, also Harvey.
Harvey.
Harvey originally was Adam Scott.
Not originally, right? Was it originally Adam Scott,
I think,
or did they switch it to
actually,
him?
I don't know if he was Harvey, but he was the original bully, and then they got the other guy.
I feel like it might have been Harvey. I don't know.
Yeah, anyways.
I feel like I'm actually kind of upset that I don't know it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Harvey's little sister, and yeah. It's weird that her and Corey start dating, and because she's like this little punk chick and badass, but then she falls for him, that little fucking chore boy head.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Corey
I don't know.
Matthews is a bitch.
I don't know if I'd say that. I mean, I guess so. Did you watch any of the new one?
Fuck no. The Girl Meets World? No.
I didn't know.
No.
I didn't know you were going to be so upset about it.
No, I hate that fucking, like, that and Fuller House. Like,
I wanna,
ooh, hey, 90s kids.
Oh, I got
you.
The nostalgia culture.
Yeah.
While we're, playing a bunch of 2000.
Hey. It's the good stuff.
That's good. That's true.
It's good stuff.
That's true.
Top shelf.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to move on and
no,
go
you didn't
to...
even do a punchline.
Yeah, I did. I said not even if you're... I owned a boat.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
Yeah, you did.
That's the go-to.
That was a good one.
It Thank you.
Sorry.
Thanks. No, it's okay. I just can't. I feel like I can't stop doing it now.
No, it's funny.
Someone's going to tell me to, and that's going to make me want to keep doing it even more.
No, I liked it.
All right. So what do you want to do next for 30 seconds of? We got
don't read them out loud.
We got some anti-drug commercials. We got some other commercials. I could do one from my favorite pizza that I want Pizza Hut to bring back. Or we could do 80 seconds of... Let's do that. We'll do...
No, I think we've gone a little long, right?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, let's just do a short one,
then. We could do this one. We'll do a 15... Right, okay, so we're going to take a little break with 15 seconds of the Santa Claus trailer.
This holiday season, Tim Allen is Santa.
Freeze, fat boy!
And Santa's in trouble. Now it's up to the elves.
Elves.
To get Christmas rolling at America's number one comedy, The Santa Claus, rated PG, now playing.
And that's that.
Yeah.
There it is.
Santa Claus. What were you saying the other day?
Santa's panties. These old things? These are Santa's panties. And then he sniffs them. He sniffs them really deep.
Yeah, it's
you wake up out of bed, out of a cold, dead, cold sweat of a sleep. Mm-hmm. You wake up, shoot up, and you see Santa Claus standing at the foot of your bed with your panties in his hands.
Taking a whiff.
And you're like, hey, what the fuck are you doing here? And he goes, what are these? Oh, these? These are Santa's panties. And then he takes a big whiff, and then he yells, to Yonkers! And then he shoots out the
panties. What's he getting at Yonkers?
More panties. He's going to replace your used panties.
So he wants to smell fresh?
No, he wants to take the old, but he's going to replace with new panties.
Oh, so
he's still Santa Claus.
So you're none the wiser.
No, he just wants to give you a gift.
I gotcha, sure.
He's taking the old, giving you the new.
Yeah.
Sandy's panties.
Okay.
Look it up.
I looked it up. I'll look it up in your butt later.
Okay.
My wife.
All right. So this next...
gold.
This next fucking piece gold of gold right now, is a bit that we're trying out. And by trying, I mean that's all that we do. And this is called Time Machine.
Yeah, one of our bathrooms is actually a time machine.
One of our bathrooms is?
Yeah.
Which one? Oh, we have two bathrooms.
Yeah,
in this apartment. How crazy is it? Well, one and a half bath, actually, because we don't...
Yeah, the other half is a time machine.
Yeah, because mine technically isn't a bathroom, because you can't bathe in it unless you're a baby. It's only got a sink and a toilet.
Unless you're pregnant and you didn't know it.
Do you think that's the first bath you ever got if your mom gave birth to you on the toilet?
Yeah.
Sploosh. I don't know.
Bath-tized. Just in the urinal and they flush it on you. Fuck this kid. He's a piece of shit.
Excuse me, son. Have you ever been baptized? No. Wow. Okay. Well, we need to change that. No. You didn't let me finish. But I've been baptized.
Yeah. Just a priest flushing the urinal on you.
Just giving you a swirly.
Yeah.
Just pretty much just swirlying you.
Yeah. Man, probably man.
I know a ton of people right now that are just begging for the swirl.
Oh, don't bring them up.
Too many people. All right, so time.
Tell you who's not this next bit.
This next bit is definitely begging for the swirl.
Oh, it's going to be killer.
All right, so this next bit is called Time Machine, and it's going to be weird. But
we have this time machine.
Yeah.
But, we only can go back in time and talk to people while they're in awkward situations.
Yeah.
So.
Or in awkward, just in weird situations. Going through something weird in a weird location, event, anything like that. So, for this one, what we're going to do is we get to go back in time and meet Elvis.
Yes.
But
a legend.
A total legend.
Total legend.
But it's at it's at Ground Zero. Yeah. On 9/11.
Yeah. It's that early morning.
Early morning.
Elvis is taking a stroll.
Elvis is just taking a stroll, and we get to time machine bump into him.
You know, he's still alive and shit.
Yeah, he was still
2001.
Well, that's a nice thing, though, is we took the time machine.
Well, he's also got a time machine where he stayed alive.
Yeah, that's because he didn't die. Yeah. Elvis 3 died.
You know, string theory.
On the toilet. He was baptized.
Listen, the math checks out, so this bit's going to work.
Yeah, Case is autistic. He knows about math. I think that's how that goes.
Oh, we got to get a hot dog fucking sound effect.
What would it be?
He just goes, oh, hot dog.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Archie Haller. Write that down.
Or the Nathan for you, the hot dog.
Oh, speaking of hot dogs, pink hot dogs. Anyways,
thanks.
Back to this spectacular bit that's going to be killer.
All right, so...
my wife.
Hold on, let me get our time machine sound effect.
Oh, yeah.
Load it up really quick.
Here we go.
And
very important.
And we are going to go...
3, 2...
Johnson.
There we go. Oh shit, dude. Is that fucking Elvis?
Is that wait,
fuck it.
I'm sorry, first. Are those the
hold on. I like the idea of like, hold on. I know something bad's happening, but is that fucking Elvis?
That's, I was just gonna say. So I was gonna be like, wait a minute. No, but seriously, we're back in time now. What are you talking about Elvis for? Is that plane going to hit that fucking building?
Pause the plane.
We hit to pause the plane. Let me hit pause.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit pause on the time machine. Okay, so we paused the plane.
Literally the dumbest thing.
Wait. Okay. Did you just say you saw Elvis?
Fuck yeah, dude. He's just... I know those sideburns.
Holy shit. That is Elvis. We're not in Vegas, so it can't be an impersonator.
Oh, fuck no, man.
No. Holy shit.
Not on this day.
I can't believe that he's here. What
do you think he's up to? We gonna go talk to him?
Yeah, let's go talk to him.
All right.
Click, clock, click, clock, click.
Walk. I am walking really fast, picking up the pace.
Hey, what's going on, Elvis? Are you Elvis, by the way?
Oh, mama. It's me, Elvis.
They call me Queen La Cuifa.
My finger slipped. I thought you just said your name was Elvis. Why do they call you Queen La Cuifa?
It's a long story, baby.
take a lot of lewds, huh? Oh, my God.
What do you guys think is going on with that plane up there? It doesn't look good.
I don't know. Let's hit play and find out. Holy shit. I think it's heading right for that building, Elvis.
Did that building just fart?
Do you see? That was the play button on the time machine. Do you legit see what's going on, Elvis?
Oh, am I glad I left that building. This is the worst bit. Hey, Elvis, what's your favorite color? Red, white, and blue.
Oh, okay. I was going to say purple.
Oh. Nah, he's not a purple man.
You don't think he wears purple?
Fuck no.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
He's
got too much style.
He wears Lay's. I saw him in a Lay's commercial once. Not the potato chip. I saw a movie that was in Hawaii. I don't know where we're going. Hey, Elvis, I saw you in that movie where you were in Hawaii. That wasn't a commercial for Lay's, was it?
No, it was a real fucking bad movie. Why did I get stuck doing the impression? Because it's funny. Neither of us can do a fucking impression.
I can't stop laughing. I don't know.
No, man, I made this shit-ass movie where it was all black and white. And who gives a shit? I stole rock and roll.
You stole rock and roll?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I stole it from the blacks. I wasn't going to say that, but...
Oh, my gosh. Well, you said the movie was all black and white.
Yeah.
Sounds more like it was just whites.
Yeah, after I had say. This is horrible. Not only is it about 9/11, now it's racist.
Elvis is more racist than I thought
probably,
it was.
Probably, man. He fucking grew up in the whenevers, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Elvis. The day's kind of ruined. You want to go get a hot dog or something?
Oh, I think another plane is coming, brother.
Does he say brother?
I don't know. Maybe. He might.
All right.
Hey, Elvis, how do you feel about toilets? Do you like...
Oh, man. All right. Well, that, you know what that sound means?
We're out of time with Elvis?
Yeah, we got shot back to the
present. Yeah, man, he was racist.
Yeah, that dude was really racist and just didn't seem to care much about 9/11.
Yeah, a bore, too. Jesus Christ. Yeah, he didn't... I didn't even get to ask him about sandwiches or, like...
I'm sure we'll run into him again in the future. Toilet?
I hope so.
I'm sure that I'll make a god... goddamn point that we see him again. All right, so let's cleanse ourselves of that entire
Jesus
debacle.
Christ.
And now we're going to go to 30 seconds of a Telephone Tammy commercial.
I'm calling Telephone Tammy. Telephone Tammy. I've been waiting for your call.
I have so much to tell you, Tammy.
Let's share secrets.
Wait till you see my new hat.
I just love to go shopping.
I do too.
That's great.
Can I talk to Tammy?
Do you like pizza?
She said so much.
Yeah. I have something to tell you.
What?
I love you.
I love you. Batteries not included.
Call me soon, okay?
And we're
back. I'm not fucking calling that bitch. Let me tell you.
Can you guess the voice of who that was? A young actress?
Is it my wife?
It's not your... Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know what the future holds, my dude.
Yeah. JonBenet Ramsey? Sorry.
It wasn't old enough to be her.
You said young.
Yeah, she's young, but she still exists.
Oh. I don't know.
Mia Kunis.
Oh, I knew that.
Mila Kunis.
I should have just said that instead of making that dumb joke. My bad, guys.
Did you know that that's what it was?
Yeah. I was just like, I don't know.
I'm okay with a quick JonBenet joke every once in a while.
Sure.
Sure. Anyways. Okay.
God damn it, man.
Well,
really tank that bit.
I don't think you did. I think
Elvis
was
a fucking asshole.
Yeah, it's not our fault that we went back and met a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. That's what happens when you make a bit based around one punchline. Fucking Elvis, you cocksucker. So what are we doing next?
All right, so the next thing we have here is...
oh boy, this one's going to be a long episode.
We have these guest bits. Oh shit, yeah. Is that a... Should we wait?
Want to do that next one?
Yeah, let's do it next one.
Okay, yeah, because it is... Well, isn't the first one in like 5 minutes?
No.
Yeah, we should probably wait then.
Okay.
We got another bit we could do?
All right, so yeah. So what we're going to do now then instead, because we're so fucking well put together here, is we're going to do a segment called If You Had To.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you guys will remember this from the episode we had with Mr. Dave Dyer. And it is just
great
situations that if we had to, how would we handle them? And uh-huh. So I don't know. If you want to, I can...
Whoa, fat bitch! You fat bitch!
That's hard.
That's how you'd handle it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I think there's a couple that we already did, but let me... Okay.
I'm up for it.
Searching in. If you had to be sewn to one Spice Girl for the rest of your life, which one would you choose?
Okay. So I know sporty, scary, baby... Ginger. Is that all of them?
Wait, how many were there? Were there five?
I don't fucking know, man. I didn't see Spice World.
Oh, dude, I had it on VHS when I was little.
I was supposed to go see that crush in theaters baby. With this girl I was dating in middle school, but I was like, whatever.
That was middle school? Was it?
Maybe it was elementary school. I don't know.
They were replaying it.
Fifth or sixth grade?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Are you a year younger than me?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like 45. It's not a big deal.
I dated up. No big deal.
No.
Okay, so baby, posh.
Posh, yeah. Baby, sporty, posh, sporty, scary.
Scary.
Ginger.
Ginger.
Right?
Five.
Am I making that up?
No, that's it. Ginger? That's what it is.
I don't know. I don't even... Fuck,
her hair was
know.
Red. I hope we're not making it up and it's actually a different name and we're just calling her Ginger, but I'm pretty sure it was Ginger.
Yeah.
Baby, posh, scary, spicy, sporty.
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
I don't know. Yeah. They probably all...
Ginger.
I don't know. Scary, I guess.
Cumin. Scary?
Yeah.
Why would you want to be sewn to her?
I don't know. Because she's...
She's on America's...
oh, that's true. Now. I take it back. Yeah, no, I would. I would, just so I could be a judge on that show. And just anytime like a child comedian comes up, just immediately, no. excuse me, could you bring your parents out here?
You're just interrupting the whole time.
Yeah.
Can you guys tell... Can you please tell your lump to shut the fuck up for a minute?
Oh, you really wrote that joke as a nine-year-old? Can I talk to your parents, please? First of all, you're terrible parents. Second of all, hack. Jesus Christ.
As soon as somebody farts on stage, you hit the golden buzzer.
Yeah. More fart jokes.
Yeah.
That I used to be a baby. Fuck you. Oh, God.
I used to be a baby spice.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good. I could, you know, and I could, like, touch Simon Cowell's bicep.
You know, I want to hang out with that dude. I legit do.
Yeah, I want to fight him first, and then we hang out.
You want to fight him first?
Yeah.
About what?
I just want to fist fight him.
Just out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Okay. I can kind of see how that might work.
No, I don't want to fist fight him. I want to rip his V-neck. Just like, ka! You know?
Right. Deep in the V.
Yeah. No, he's probably a nice guy. I don't know why I'm doing that.
He seems like he could be. I just want to hang out with him and shit on people. Yeah.
I just want to go up to him and be like, hey, man, it's a no for me, dog. And then just walk away. That's all I want to do.
That's it?
Yeah. No, he seems like a good guy.
He could do that after you beat him up. Yeah. Like,
I don't want to beat him. I take it back.
I know. I was going to say, why do you want to beat the dude up?
I don't know. He's probably fine. He's probably a nice guy. Probably cares about, you know.
The environment.
Yeah. Probably takes his shoes off when he fucks and stuff.
That's... You know, one of those really nice guys.
Yeah.
The kind that takes his shoes off when he fucks.
Yeah, he's not fucking getting his sneakers all in your... Sneakers in the sheets!
You're just hearing...
Fuck your own couch! Yeah.
Going hard in the paint.
Mm-hmm. You know? Am I fucking... Are we in a YMCA right now? I hated that. God damn it, man. Yeah.
Are you spinning a ball on your finger right now? I wish. That takes talent.
Okay, yeah. Who would you want to be sewn to, Mr. Kuban?
I want to say baby right off, just because I've got I had an infatuation when I was younger.
Yeah.
But,
can I ask you a question?
I don't know what she's up to now.
One of them had a solo career, and I think it was Baby, where she had a song that was like, look at me.
I don't know.
When something, something.
Hmm.
I remember that video was like... I remember that video, because it was all in black and white. I think I know what you're talking about. But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be sewn to her now, then.
It's pretty risque for
Because part baby. Of me wants to say posh, just so that I can...
Oh, yeah, that's out, Victoria
you know,
Beckham, that, right?
Yeah, Victoria Beckham. Yeah. She could actually, you know, she's still, I guess, somewhat relevant. So mm-hmm. is Scary, I guess. I don't know, then. I want to be attached to Sporty. Just because she's the odd man out.
Yeah?
She had a bunch of fucking sweet tracksuits.
Oh, yeah? Ooh, I like that. Ooh,
so throw me a couple of those Adidas tracksuits.
Yeah,
and
there
then
you
go. We can just swish around town.
Hey, you guys know Missy Elliott? I feel like anyone who wears a tracksuit
knows Missy
has
Elliott.
Her number at least. Like they should, right?
Like, I got your on, number. Man. All right.
I'd hang out with Missy Elliott, fuck yeah, dude.
I would too.
Is it worth it? Yeah, it is.
You
remember that fucking video where is that a Busta Rhymes? That might be a Busta Rhymes video. No, I think it's a Missy Elliott where she's like wearing a trash bag and it's all inflated and shit.
That's Missy Elliott.
Like the Michelin Man.
So good.
That's a good ass video, I guess.
Casey.
My wife.
If you got a big dick, let me search you. Find out how hard I got to work you. It's your Michelisha Man. Yep. You know, and then that was the wink at the next video.
Oh yeah,
all right.
What?
that was a shitty callback.
Oh, you're good. Video.
You just talked about the trash bag video, and you said Michelin Man, and then I said it's your Michelisha Man.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
my bad, dog. I'm fucking.
No, that's okay.
You know me. I'm
Ugly. Fucking.
Completely random. Great choice. God damn it. My timing is so good.
That was good.
I don't even have to look.
That was really good.
That was a no look.
Not my dad.
That was a no look fucking punchline.
I'm happy you know for you, man. That's
thanks,
good.
Dog.
All right. Well, on that note, let's name this episode.
Oh, shit. I haven't been paying attention again.
Can you think of anything?
Wow.
God damn it. Oh, that's the best vine. Shit. What were we rambling about up top?
It was
my fucking family. No, let's not do that. Fuck my wife. I don't know. Shit. I feel like I honestly cannot remember. I need to start jotting shit down.
Michelin Man.
Can we do like a post thing where we come back?
No, it's that's the point of the whole thing.
There's gonna be some awkward silence then. Fuck, I don't know.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
That's a good one.
There's never an awkward silence when you have...
Shit, dude. Seriously, what the fuck were we talking about?
Fuck me. I don't know. My memory is worse than yours.
Oh, mama.
That's it. That's the name.
Okay.
Or we could just call it...
Sorry about that. Sorry about Elvis.
Elvis 9/11.
Elvis is a fucking dick.
Or just name it Elvis 9/11.
Yeah. Elvis did 9/11. I think he did. I can believe it.
Hey, I can after we met him.
Yeah, he's a fucking cocksucker.
Yeah,
man.
He acted real nonchalant about seeing those.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be surprised.
Oh, are those planes? Oh, whoopsie doodle.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Anyone who says whoopsie doodle can just definitely did 9/11.
Definitely did 9/11.
Speaking of 9/11, remember the time we were at B-dubs?
A little bit. Refresh my memory.
Oh, no, we're just hanging out at B-dubs, talking about how we both could have stopped 9/11 easily.
Oh, and we were hanging out with Marky Mark?
Yeah. Well, that also started, like, I think we were talking about Comic View. Were we talking about that?
Probably.
How,
maybe.
Like, for a while, like, afterwards, so there was, like, every fucking comedian was like, man, every comedian on Comic View that I watched were like, man, you know that plane was full of white people. If it was fucking black people,
yeah,
they would have fucking... Kill those motherfuckers. Okay, we gotta get this part out. We gotta edit this part out.
I'm not cutting
real hard
anything out.
Okay. All
right, you guys.
If you guys respect me, just turn this part off.
This episode has been called Elvis Did 9/11. We're gonna end by giving you our Twitter, Instagram, whatever handles. You can find Casey at...
Yeah, just block me at Casey_Stoddard, all lowercase.
Casey_Stoddard. Never stare. Yeah.
Never stare. There we go. That's a good one. You know that song, Never Scared? I ain't never stared. There's a song, Bone Crusher. I ain't never scared.
I don't know who Bone Crusher is either.
He was, I think he hangs out with Killin' Mike, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, he came out of Atlanta, at least. I know that. So,
All right.
Yeah.
Worth a listen, I guess. You guys can check it out.
No, not really. He just has that one song.
Oh, well, check out that one song then, just so that you can understand what he was talking about.
Yeah, just, guys, give my references, please. And then,
do your homework.
Then follow me on Twitter and block me immediately.
Yeah.
I haven't tweeted in a while, but, you know.
Do those things. He might start back up again.
Yeah, I should.
Elvis might pop up on 9/11.
Ugh. I hope he doesn't.
I meant to say on Twitter.
What's your Twitter?
Oh,
fat fuck.
I don't Twitter very much, but all my handles are at Jacob Allen Kuban. JACOBALANKUBON. At Jacob Allen Kuban.
I thought it was OG Hot Dog Penis.
Oh, no, that's OG Hot Dog Penis's Instagram.
Oh.
He and I are not the same person.
Oh, you're right, my bad.
Yeah, it's two different people.
I know. When I want to talk to him, I have to talk to him through you, so it's frustrating.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just take his pictures. I'm like the Peter Parker to Spider-Man, you know?
Oh, so, yeah.
On that note, goodbye, a farewell, and long live the chief.
Niggas fighting over reigns, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long live the chief. Niggas fighting over reign, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. Yeah, watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long live the chief. Cockroaches in the ratchet. Hand me downs with the patches. Mama put a little money in the mattress. Taught me how to make a silver spoon out of plastic. You can either sink, swim, or be the captain. get the last word, I'ma get the last laughing. Now they say you're denim while you're dressing so classy. I don't want my best dressed day in a casket. You can either leave, follow, or get out the way. Make a fucking move, it will make my fucking day. Got a 100-year plan, you just think about the day. Always been about time, more than been about pay. Y'all up with me, Usain couldn't run with me. Chief come to find you, you don't come for me. At best, you could run a little company. Nigga, at worst, I could run the whole country. That's right, pimp game like a brothel. That's why I don't judge a nigga's hustle. I Airbnb the crib like a hostel. Summer rate cheaper, could the streets get hostile? Shot the boy, this far from a hobby boy. So no, I won't record for your homie boy. I turn the party out like a naughty toy. Then I go and hide in plain sight like a lobby boy. Yes, sir. That your dinner on the banner. Riding for my niggas getting locked up in the slammer. Elders saying everything's a nail to a hammer. And niggas can't spell, but we know our Instagrammer. Well done, better than well said. I read niggas well, a nigga well read. Really, I ain't met nobody smarter. That's why I got admitted, but I still rejected Harvard. I'm the Fresh Prince in a school where they couldn't read. Mama put me in a school with the Kennedys. When I met Bill Clinton, I was 17. But dead presidentials all my niggas need. Dining with the governor's daughter. And the father say, I remind him of Obama. I'm the chief diplomat every day. And I'm black and white, Janelle Monae. They won't be the game, but long little chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long little chief. Niggas fighting over rings, niggas won't be the king, but long little chief. Now watch pretty mama while I slam my cane. Long little chief.